This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the blunt object. Presented by Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. Coming at you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Oh, yeah. This is some stuff that when you apply it to your weapon, you are making this weapon more combat effective. Check them out at froglube.com. I grow ever more whimsical. For my youth sometimes. I came of age in the 70s. I look at film as a yardstick of the way the world sees itself sometimes. In the 70s, films were gritty and downbeat. The first one I ever went and saw that as a teenager, because I didn't get out an awful lot as a younger person. We moved around a lot, and I didn't have a whole lot of friends to go out with. So the first one I ever went and saw was when I was 15, 16 years old, Saturday Night Fever. In the closing minutes of Saturday Night Fever, the following events happen. You have a racist injustice. You have an attempted date rape. You have a gang rape. A horrific accidental death with an element of suicide, and then a nighttime ride on the disco-era New York City subway. The film concludes with the hero making it to his lady's house and getting rejected by her yet again, and it was one of the biggest hits of 1977. Baby boomers jammed theaters to see Saturday Night Fever, which earned the equivalent of over $350 million in today's dollars, and Gen Xers, like me, either sneaked in to see its forbidden R-rated depravities or watched it later on HBO, where it popped up frequently in the early 1980s. Today, you can get it on Hulu, and, Paramount just issued a 40th anniversary Blu-ray director's cut. It is an unusually vivid portrait of an era, one of the most singular and gripping dramas of the late 70s. At that time, we, the young people, the kids, yearned to be adults, and the movies reflected that. Today, the adults yearn to be kids, and the movies reflect that, too. In 2016, each of the top 13 films at the box office was either a superhero fantasy or a cartoon, seven of them released by Disney. Saturday Night Fever reminds us that even blockbuster movies used to carry young people the news that life was fraught with error and anguish and disappointment. Today, if a major studio decided to bank on a film like it, the climatic dance contest would have to be a path to at least a transcendent moment of fame on a TV show, and romantic fulfillment would be a given. Saturday Night Fever is a rags-to-rags story. John Travolta's Tony Manero is no better off at the end than he was at the beginning. When he and his partner Stephanie, who was played by Carolyn Gorney, win a disco contest, he knows that was undeserved and attributable to the judging panel being composed of his peers from an Italian-American Brooklyn neighborhood. He thinks a Puerto Rican couple should have won, and he's correct. They dance better just looking at him. They dance better. So he gives them the trophy, and he tries to rape Stephanie in a car. And then a despairing buddy who believes his life is ruined because he got his girlfriend pregnant is on the Verrazano Narrows Bridge between Brooklyn and Staten Island, and he falls to his death. And there Tony tells the police, there's ways of killing yourself without killing yourself. Then Tony takes the subway to Stephanie's apartment, where she forgives him for attacking her, but reiterates that she isn't interested in him romantically. The end. Those who haven't ever seen that film sometimes assume it's sort of campy and silly, a pageant of, bad taste. It had the bouncy Beach Boys singing all kinds. And the music that they played in that was the cutting-edge music of that era. And the crushing story was typical of a cinematic one. Films were generally muted, and they were earthy and gritty and downbeat in the 1970s. When even blockbusters frequently concluded with the defeat, compromise, or death of the hero. Any triumphs were very seldom unalloyed. So today such stories tend to be fenced off independently. The indie film market, usually with small budgets that emerge during Oscar season and attract a very small audience. Some say the 70s filmmakers were simply drinking the cultural water, which was infected with a sour tang left by Vietnam and Watergate, like Deer Hunter, for example. That isn't what happened, though. Movies were reflecting the natural disposition of artists, which was gloomy and cynical because 1970s Hollywood was being led by artists for the first time. Starting around 1967, the 1930s era Hollywood moguls such as Jack Warner, Daryl Zinnick at Fox discovered to their chagrin that their long-cherished idea of what constituted dazzling can't-miss entertainment, that was getting so expensive it was going to bankrupt them. So cheap movies made for hippies like Easy Rider and MASH, they became the new blockbusters. Hollywood Suits, they no longer understood the audience, so for the first time they let the artists off leash. And the creative types went too far. And as the 1980s began, the artist-driven disasters such as Michael Cimino's Heaven's Gate. He was the Deer Hunter director, and Francis Ford Coppola's One from the Heart, Apocalypse Now, made the executives realize that the auteur films could lose money as surely as glitzy family spectacles. So they reasserted control and restored the happy endings policy, instructing young adults that they couldn't always get what they wanted wasn't the main purpose of 1970s filmmaking. It was a side benefit. Today, we have childish superheroes who rule the environment at the movie theaters. Deadpool and Iron Man and Harley Quinn. Harry Potter can come up with a spell for any occasion. Katniss Everdeen is fierce and unbeatable. Even when you're stranded on Mars, Matt Damon figures out a way to be cool and confident in the face of a death that is surely coming. So, no matter what the situation today, they've got this, which is completely unrealistic. And it's all based upon a facade. We certainly couldn't get that kind of a story today. And it makes me wonder how far we have fallen as a society when you understand that. When you look back at any story that was big in the day, when the values were that way in those days, and it's so far from that now that they would never even consider doing it. Some things, of course, have changed for the better. Smoking not being as glitzy and glamorous anymore, that's a good thing. That's a really good thing. But in the end, the question becomes, who are we? Look at the news. Look at what they're telling you. Look at what you expect. And look back. Movies are sort of like they're like a time machine. You can look back and see what that era was like. Look back and see what that era was like and take a look at where we are today. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
combining practical application, affordability, and an over-engineered design. This is the world of Lucid Optics. Lucid is a company developed on a dream but designed on a firing range with an input-based perspective that is unique in the optics industry, copying no one and with value exceeding everyone. Their lineup has something designed for every shooter and every application. To check out this indestructible selection, go to mylucidgear.com for the 2017 catalog today. Lucid Optics. On target. Under budget. You have chosen your weapon, but we have the technology. We can make it better, faster, more lethal. We are Hive Technologies. Mastering efficiency in production, we bring a suite of parts designed for your defensive weapon. Increasing capacity, dexterity, and speed. 100% American-made at a price that all shooters can afford with parts for your Glock and Smith & Wesson developed to increase your defensive capability. Find us at HiveTechnologiesBuilder.com. Hive Technologies. Welcome to the Hive.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to FrogLube.com and get yours now. That's FrogLube.com. It just works.
Indeed, this is something that you apply to your weapon judiciously, righteously, and without any fear. Don't be afraid of it. Put it on everything's made out of metal. Watch and see how that gun runs. You'll love it. Froglube.com. Here we have one of those stories that got lost in the U.S. election in the first 120 days of the Trump presidency. I say this sadly because there's a great many contacts south of the border that are constantly pointing out that Mexico is a rather dangerous place. And here's a news report. It was the second deadliest conflict in the world last year, but hardly registered in the international headlines. As Syria, Iraq, and Afghanistan dominated the news agenda, the Mexico drug wars claimed 23,000 lives during 2016. Second only to Syria, where 50,000 people died as a result of the civil war. This is all the more surprising considering that the conflict deaths in Mexico are nearly all attributable to small arms, according to John Shipman, Chief Executive and Director General of the International Institute for Strategic Studies, which issued its annual survey of armed conflict on Tuesday. The wars in Iraq and Afghanistan claimed 17,000 and 16,000 lives respectively in 2016, although in lethality they were surpassed by conflicts in Mexico and Central America, which received much less attention from the media and the international community, according to Anastasia Voronikova, the editor of the survey. Of course, Mexico disputed this. The reason they disputed this is quite simple. One of their concerns is that the U.S. tourists would stay away from the popular beach resorts if they read these kinds of headlines. Worse than that, the Department of State could issue travel warnings as they did for Easter vacations. If, you know, Mexico is right that the violence does not affect tourists in Cancun or other popular destinations, but it is happening in Mexico. Everything is further complicated by the reality that cartels are running wild and controlling portions of the U.S.-Mexico border. Also, the fighting has been intense in places like Tamaulipas, a state south of Texas. So what happens next? It would be very interesting to see if President Peña Nieto and President Trump would talk about it on the phone or in person. Maybe Mr. Peña Nieto might whisper to Mr. Trump, "Hey, amigo, can you give us a hand fighting these bad hombres?" That's astounding. That's crime. Unchecked crime in play. 26,000 dead people. Coming from the University of California, Santa Cruz, there, Chancellor George Blumenthal surrendered to all the demands of black students who took over Care Hall, the university's administration building. He has set the stage now for more trouble. Maybe in his education as an astronomer or an astrophysicist, there was no time to study the lessons of Munich and appeasement. You see, he allowed the aggrieved students to control physical facilities belonging to the university. And then he gave them control of mandatory brainwashing diversity training. He only whetted their appetites. Because a week after the surrender, they were back with more demands. Matthew Stein of the College Fix reports the group made three other demands to the university, and it has warned UC Santa Cruz that it has 4 months to comply with these demands or more reclamations will result. The African Black Student Alliance also demanded three additional provisions from UC Santa Cruz within its initial reclamation statement, posted on the website of the African Black Coalition. The group stipulated if by fall quarter 2017 the university does not provide detailed plans on how to fulfill its new demands, there will be more reclamations. Reclamation is how the student group referred to its aggressive three-day takeover of Care Hall, which was basically an invasion. Their three additional demands are that the university purchase a property to serve as a low-income housing cooperative for historically disadvantaged students, which means nobody's getting checked. Nobody, you know, the means-based testing is not going to be done there. They want the university to allocate $100,000 for Santa Cruz's SOMACA, student organization support department, and that the university create either a Black Studies department or a Black Studies minor or major. They promised, if the demands are not met, that Santa Cruz will force them to take what they know to be in their best interest to reclaim. That just cracks me up. Their list of demands concludes with a quote from Assata Shakur, a former member of the Black Panther Party and a convicted murderer. "It is our duty to fight for our freedom. It is our duty to win. We must love each other and support each other. We have nothing to lose but our chains." Now, see, when you get out there and you glamorize people like Che Guevara, and you wear a shirt and you do all this other stuff, and, you know, you're out there and you're in New York City, this is the kind of thing this results in, where you're getting out there and you're glamorizing criminals and murderers, and people are using them for, you know, philosophical quotes. This is nothing more than extortion. This is crime. This is crime. Yeah. Remember when those guys took the Bundy brothers and everybody showed up at this place? I don't know where it was. It was up in the Pacific Northwest. And they took that over. You remember when they took that over? That, could they have claimed that as reclamation? Unless my layman's understanding of law is faulty, by making demands, including $100,000 in cash on the threat of a takeover, they're committing extortion. They'll get away with it, too. They may reclaim, but they won't be prosecuted. Unless, of course, Chancellor Blumenthal wises up about human nature. Because what he needs to do is he needs to tool up and get enough cops in there to keep that from happening. Or if they do it, to get enough cops in there to take them out. And I'm not saying go in there and wipe the floors with them or anything. Physically remove them from the premises. And then explicate them. Give them their money back. Do something. Appeasement does not work with these kinds of people. And I'm not talking about black people. I'm talking about leftists. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time. Born out of friendship. With personal service you would expect from a local dealer at your fingertips. This is Crack and Pop, a reloading company based upon superlatives. Number one in customer service and your number one Dillon dealer in the U.S. Here you have a one-stop reloading authority waiting for your decision to reload. Crack and Pop will guide you through your purchase, making it efficient and seamless. All of the components or supplies you need. CrackandPop.com. One site. All of your reloading solutions.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now. 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
And we're back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense. Defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. I've got to use some tonight. Or tomorrow morning. I don't know. Sooner or later, in the next little bit, I'll be hooking up with Frog Lube. So, check them out, froglube.com. The leftists cried when Jimmy Kimmel recently shared the story of his newborn son's heart defect and cheered him for politicizing it falsely. But when Congressman Rodney Davis, Republican from Illinois, shared a story about his wife's journey through cancer and offered a perspective on the Canadian healthcare system, the leftists groaned and laughed. After being told, and this coming from the Washington Free Beacon, by the way, the Free Beacon reports, after being told by a woman about how great her experience with the healthcare system was in Canada, Davis wanted to explain his experience dealing with the Canadian healthcare system. Just as he started his story about his wife, he stopped once he heard groans from somebody in the crowd. He said, "Did I just hear an ugh? Did I just hear an ugh as I was about to talk about somebody who had cancer? That's offensive." He began to tell a story again after the interruption. "My wife, when she was diagnosed 18 years ago, was all Davis was able to say before the man holding the camera, a staffer for Protect Our Care Illinois, audibly laughed and caused the congressman to again stop speaking. After the laughter stopped, Davis again continued to tell his story. When my wife was diagnosed 18 years ago, she was told by her primary care physician that it was in her head. because she was a great advocate and was able to push for the right test, she was able to get diagnosed and had colon cancer stage 2. We were able to fire that primary care doctor, and we were able to go out and get a new one. He was from Canada. And you know what he told my wife? He said, in Canada, we wouldn't have gotten to you until you were in stage 4. That's my experience talking with somebody that used to practice in the Canadian medical system. And that's personal experience that I have, and that's why I prefer our system, because it saved my wife. A similar scene unfolded at Congressman Tom MacArthur, Republican New Jersey's town hall, when leftists shouted him down as he tried to tell the story of the impossibly painful decision to remove his 11-year-old special needs daughter from life support. The left lacks humanity altogether. Let's not just stop there, though. In a moment that I am still trying to come to grips with Bob Owens. I will not kid you about that. And you know, the anti-gun civilian disarmament complex, they regularly rely on gun-related victims to make their case for the gun, you know, increased gun control laws. They think nothing of dancing in the blood to further this agenda. They have an entire report. The Brady campaign has an entire report on gun-related suicides intended to elicit sympathy for those victimized by gun violence, and then demand that more laws be passed to restrict civilian ownership of firearms. And Bob's apparent suicide has added another gun violence victim for these paragons of compassion and common sense to use to further their agenda. But to take a glimpse, to get a good glimpse of the inhumanity that pervades the souls of some of our fellow Americans, let's go to the Coalition to Stop Gun Violence's Facebook page under a post reporting Mr. Owens' death. Here's some of the comments. Sorry, but this guy may have been indirectly responsible for dozens, even hundreds of gun deaths. I have sympathy for his family, who probably needed it even before he shot himself, but I have no sympathy for him. Then there's no sympathy for me. He obviously didn't care about actual statistics. He obviously didn't care about protecting his family, because if he did, he wouldn't have guns in his home. You know, guns that people use to kill themselves or others. Then there's consumed by his own pain and hate. That truly is sad. My condolences to his family and friends. When will we ever learn that toxic masculinity and aggression do not create a peaceful existence or a comforted soul? Or live by the gun, die by the gun. Sorry for his family, but I don't think he'll be much of a loss to anyone else. Or poor man was covering his pain by trying to be tough. But many people just like him are collectively responsible for the deaths and pain of thousands upon thousands by promoting our evil gun culture. Another mentally ill person owning guns, relieved that he didn't try to take innocent people with him. His note that he left is very telling. Or he voiced extreme and dangerous views, sympathy for his family, but not for him. Or good for him, gun lover. He who lives by the gun will die by the gun when it is the turn of. At least he killed himself and not his wife and family. Like so many angry men do, the planet won't miss him. I could go on with that, but I think you get the picture. The left has no humanity. They have no morals. They have no scruples. They're not capable of empathy for their fellow man. But I understand that. I get that part of it. I get that part of it because they are evil. And I can't tell you what kind of evil they are, because my board operator would have to dump that too, just like he would have had to have done it yesterday, and I don't want to have to do that to him. The part that bothers me the most about this particular little tidbit I'm bringing you is where it's coming from and how they end it. This is coming from The Truth About Guns. Truth About Guns published Bob's death before anybody else did. They published it because it was going to get clicks. It was going to be, it was going to show traffic to the website. It was the first one out there. They published the notification probably while his family was still talking to authorities. At the end of this little piece where they reprint all of this stuff that somebody had to go looking for verbatim, the way they end it is one of the most fence-sitting things I've ever seen in my life. I have no problem with somebody taking a stand. I don't have any problem with anybody getting out there and disagreeing with my position. None whatsoever. What I do have a problem with is when you try to get out there and you try to act like, I'm just telling the truth. I'm just putting this out there and I'm just going to leave it out here for everyone here to consider. Because that would have been there the day after and that would have been there today. And they could have gone and gotten that and printed it a different day. But no, they didn't do that. So they end the article by saying it's important to remember that the folks on the other side of the issue are fighting just as hard for a cause they believe is right. We may not agree with their opinion, but they deserve the same respect that we would give one of our own. Use these examples as an object lesson on how not to act when someone on the other side experiences a tragic event. I don't need somebody to tell me that. And I certainly don't need to get out there and give anybody any quarter when they're not going to give us any. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey Guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calvin's Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
On the firing line. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Indeed, it does. It is so good, I'm going to use it in a little bit myself. Check them out, froglube.com. John Farnham is one of those old-school tactical instructors who is so well-versed in the fundamentals and so ingrained to train to failure that I pay attention to everything he puts out. He has something called the ARTA course, the Armed Response to a Terrorist Attack. And there he orchestrated a bunch of drills where students have to run to where their rifle is and unpack it and get it running. They then complete the exercise. Sometimes in the exercise you may have your rifle physically on you, but most of the time it's going to be locked up and or secreted in some way so as to, you know, get it out of sight and thus lower your profile. I practice that. I mean, I carry it around in a certain sort of bag to do that. So it's important to practice getting to your rifle and then getting it into action smoothly and quickly. And it is here that we see difficulty. John Farnham decided to observe one of his students. So a student gets to his rifle, unpacks it, grabs it, and then raises it to his shoulder in an attempt to get on target, only to discover that his optic is turned off. He hurriedly gets it turned on, only to discover his adjustable stock is not adjusted to the correct length. He readjusts his stock, only to discover the rifle sling is too short, and thus he can't get the rifle correctly mounted. He gets all of that sorted out, and then he moves off the X, and finally gets his red dot on target, presses the trigger, only to discover that there's no round chambered and or no magazine in the weapon. By this time, it is really basically a moot point, but he angrily chambers around, pushes the manual safety lever to the on position, and then presses the trigger once more. Of course, the manual safety functions normally and as designed. At each frustration point, the natural tendency is to plant your feet in cement and then stand there, gawking in amazement at your still silent rifle. The student has to be taught that if he's not shooting, he needs to be moving. Then in repetition, after frustrating repetition, you smooth out all the speed bumps and reclaim those squandered seconds. One very critical disservice performed by most cold range shooting competitions is getting into the minds of participants that they will always have plenty of time to get ready. They further delude themselves with the personal assurance that nothing bad will ever start until they clearly indicate that they are ready. That is a poisonous self-delusion that you have to immediately get all competition shooters out of. I don't know who's going to do it. It's not going to be me. The job of a tactical instructor is to successfully train you to successfully confront a personal security emergency. That's not going to be made by appointment. There'll be no time for you to get ready, and you're not going to know the scenario beforehand. You're either ready and alert all the time as an unchanging lifestyle, or you will predictably flunk your first and last test. And, of course, that test may never come your way, and let's hope it never does. Because you have to ask the question, can you bet your life on it? I'm not depending on providence when I go out into the world. I'm depending on me. This has to be something you commit to fully, and there can be no hesitation. Bear that in mind as you go forth. And when you're training. It's further... Further evidence that we are decaying as a society, we get this from the New York Times Magazine, where they're taking an open-minded view of open marriage. Let's imagine that one day after many years of marriage, your wife comes to you and tells you that she's deeply, profoundly dissatisfied. She's lost any sense of her own sexuality. She's losing connection with her best self. She misses the thrill and intoxication of a new relationship. Now, for a lot of married couples, the majority of married couples, this would be touching off a crisis. It might be followed by the confession of a marriage-breaking affair. It might touch off a desperate effort to save the relationship, or it might launch a years-long Cold War, leaving the couple to grind out their days together without solving their problems. But a small number of couples settle on a different choice. They open the marriage. They become non-monogamous, term preferred over polyamorous, and explore their sexuality. They thrill to new love and discover more about themselves. They embrace the benefits of security and liberty, keeping a home for the kids while reserving weekends away for their affairs. Isn't this at least one valid path for consenting adults? Shouldn't more couples consider this kind of lifestyle? Are we still too trapped by tradition and our own petty jealousies to live what could truly be our best lives? Well, the New York Times Magazine decided to ask that question about polyamory. And writer Susan Dominus profiles multiple non-monogamous couples without a trace of judgment, charting their paths to open marriages, following their new love interests, and circling back months later to track their progress. Some of the stories are revolting and pathetic. What's revolting is the sheer selfishness of one or both involved, their obsession with a completely fulfilling and intoxicating sex lives borders on pathological. They seem to regard a boring marriage bed as a human rights violation, as if they're absolutely entitled to thrilling sex. One wife described it, I really just felt like it was right, like it was important to get to my growth. It was like I was choosing to take a stand for my own pleasure and sticking to it. It was so strong, that feeling. Feelings. At one point in the piece, she seems to regard these couples as some kind of advanced tribe from a future reality. She said, as I talked to couples over the last year, I find myself reflecting back on my own marriage. I started to feel less baffled by the boldness they were showing in opening up their marriages and more questioning of my own total aversion to the possibility. In interview transcripts, I saw that I was forever apologizing for my own conventionality. I felt at times that I was a rusty caliper trying to take the measurement of some kind of advanced nanotechnology. The more she writes, the more apparent it becomes that these old sins still have the same familiar consequences, because she found that the open marriages she studied were typically initiated by the woman, and the resulting picture wasn't so much exciting as it was sad. The wife enjoys a new relationship. The husband tries to create something online in the hope that someone will take the bait, trying to keep the house together. Or maybe it's the other way around. Open marriages frequently fail, flaming out in a tangled web of jealousy. It's, you know, we've come a long way. Is it no wonder I like to watch old movies? Before this was trendy. I don't get it. I mean, it's just further evidence that we have fallen so far away from what we used to be. That doesn't mean we can't rebound. It just means we have a little work to do. Back again on Monday with my guest should be Marcus Weldon. He was supposed to be yesterday, but he had to wave off. So we'll see if that happens Monday. Between now and then, remember this, it has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be, about total control. This has been Lock and Load. Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms. Welcome to the Brotherhood. Every month we give away thousands of dollars in guns and gear at gunwinner.com. Catering to the shooter, hunter, prepper, or collector. All giveaways are free to enter courtesy of the contest sponsors. You can win guns from companies like Nighthawk Customs, Springfield, and many more. Every month, the giveaways, the contests, everything begins again. So go to gunwinner.com and enter to win. For all of your gun deals and giveaways, gunwinner.com. Now you know. I will meet you there.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.